Our guest at the cafe this morning, Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom, and also Master Gardener Nancy Oliver's with us this morning as well. And we're going to talk about late summer gardening, and we talk with Wayne Bowman about vegetables. Mostly we talk with Cynthia about ornamental plants, flowers, and whatnot. So that's what we'll focus on here. Kind of tough time for gardening, isn't it? Just, it's so hot and
dry.
So what can the gardener be doing now?
Well,
what should the gardener be doing?
Make sure all your existing plants are well mulched. That keeps the water from evaporating, mm-hmm. and it also helps keep the roots cool,
mm-hmm.
and water deeply when you water. Water early in the morning. I prefer early in the morning because it gives the plants, like it prevents mildew, because some plants, if you water in the evening, it goes all night, and mm-hmm. the water stays on the leaves. If they're susceptible to mildew, that mm-hmm. can happen. So if you water in the leaves, at least can dry out during the day. Don't water in the middle of the day. Not only will the water evaporate, but the plants have a hard time. They're so stressed because it's so hot,
yeah,
that they have a hard time absorbing.
Well, it's almost like people. I mean, I don't know if there was any truth to this, but when my grandfather used to go out and work in the yard or whatever in the middle of the day, come back in, want to drink a lot of cold water, and my grandmother would warn him off of that and be pretty forceful in saying, don't drink that cold water. And I don't know if it's exactly the same thing, but there's a such thing with people that you can kind of take in too much too soon or something. So it's
right.
Kind of similar, I guess.
Right. Well, the plants, they are under stress, like I said. That it's hard for them to absorb the water. A lot of them go dormant. And they're not really dying. They're just like you and I. They're just holding out till fall.
Now, when they're dormant, when you say dormant, what would they look like if they're dormant?
Well, they're not putting out any new growth. Like hydrangeas, for example, they have really shallow roots.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for them to absorb water. They always look wilted in the summer. And it's not necessarily that they need water. They're just... Because if you look, sometime by the end of the day, if you have hydrangeas, they just look like they're dying.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go out in the morning, they've kind of perked
mm-hmm,
up.
Yeah. We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom, Nancy Oliver sitting in with us as well. May have a word or two to say. So when you say water deeply.
Yes. A long time. I mean, just don't sprinkle water.
Uh-huh.
I mean, let it run. If you have a sprinkler system, let it run an hour or so.
Uh-huh.
Actually, if you're someone who doesn't have a sprinkler and you're thinking of doing it, I would recommend, and I think you would agree, an irrigation system rather than the ones you see that
yes.
with the
right.
goes around. It waters more efficiently.
Mm-hmm. But you need to water for an extended period of time.
Right. Make yeah. sure you get it soaked. So that the deeper roots can get the water, not just the little surface roots.
Right, right, right. We have, we like lantana. And I notice midsummer it doesn't blossom as much. And I don't know if there's anything you can do about that. You water and it doesn't necessarily make a difference.
Well, again, I just think when we get hot and dry, like we will be all through August, it's just hard for anything to survive. I mm-hmm. mean...
Yeah.
You, I, the plants, the dogs.
Right. Well, but it's interesting, of course, obviously the watering, but you favor watering in the morning.
I do.
Yeah, as opposed to the evening. Although I get evening is better, of course, the middle of the day, everybody agrees,
right.
It's not a good idea.
And by morning, I'm talking like, you know, if you have a sprinkler system,
yeah.
have it start going off like, you know, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, before the sun even comes up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the leaves, at least, you know, the water, if it's mulched and everything, the water will stay in the ground.
Yeah.
But the leaves can dry out. Because there are some, I don't know, I know phlox, if you have phlox, that's mm-hmm. susceptible to mildew. Yes. Can you think of any other ones? There are quite a few.
The phlox is the one I have that mildews so much.
Yeah, that you have to be really careful about making sure it stays dry.
And you don't advise planting really at this time?
Well, sometimes I'll go to the store and I'll see something I've just got to have. And I know it's probably not going to be in bloom because nurseries tend to have things in stock when they're in bloom. Won't be in bloom in the spring or the fall. If you buy it, be committed to watering it twice a day. Get out there in the morning just with a bucket or a watering can.
Right.
Water it. Go back in the evening at 5 or 6 o'clock. Water it again. And keep doing that until the weather breaks. So if you do buy something, like, you just got to have it.
Or keep it in the pot.
Or keep it in the pot.
Until the fall when you can get it in the ground.
Okay. But even in the pot, you've got to commit yourself to watering it.
There's a thought. And then, of course, now September is another story. We've got more to talk about come September.
Yes. Okay. Then everything gets happy again.
Okay. Then we'll have you back soon for that. All right. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, Kim.
Okay, bye.
Hutt County Master Gardener Cynthia Beacom and Nancy Oliver, also a Hutt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.